Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the syllabus for Business 123 Introduction to Investments for Fall 2021. What's the most important document of the semester? The syllabus. That's why we put it in the back of our notebook and never look at it again. Until the professor looks at us glaringly after we ask a stupid question and says, "Did you read the syllabus?" Teach. Anyway, let's go through the syllabus and put it in the back of our notebook and never look at it again. But it does have some pretty good information. We're going to take a look at the short one. The long one is what they want us to give you. And I think it's just way too long. So how can you get through all the pages? I've seen it even longer than my long one. But let's go through the short one. Course description objective. Well, first of all, my name is Frank Boiano, and hopefully you've looked at my introduction to myself, so I don't need to do that again. The course description, the objective, is an introduction to basic investment principles, including markets, stocks, which are also called equities, ownership bonds, fixed income debt instruments, loans, mutual funds, investment companies, insurance products. We'll spend a little bit of time hammering away at those, and with good reason, hammering. Interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. A little bit of politics enters into the conversation, not much. What's in our class? Well, the course content, investment environments, risks and returns. That's everything when it has to do with investing. Do you want to eat well or do you want to sleep well? Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets and transactions, investment strategies and tools, great tools, portfolio management, asset allocation, options, contracts and futures contracts, if only to learn to stay far away from them. Real estate, and then other investment alternatives. So those are the topics we're going to discuss. And we've said it before, we'll say it again. This is an introduction to investments class. You don't need any prior experience, no knowledge. In fact, in my humble opinion, the less the better. Because a lot of those people on the media, the financial media, do their best to impress you with their vast knowledge, but they don't know any more than any other person does. Course materials. What's required? Well, this is the first semester where we're going to be using a homegrown textbook. So you don't have to buy a textbook, dear students. It's free to use, to read. It's going to be built as the semester goes along. So I'm going to be a little bit ahead of you. I'm already pretty far into the book, but I got a lot more to go. So, but that's cool, isn't it? It's called Open Educational Resources. And hopefully I'm going to get a few other profs around the country involved in writing it, because there's some areas that I'm a little weak on, and I would love to get somebody who's really sharp with those to help. Plus, if you have any graphics ability and want to goof with graphics, I'm really bad when it comes to graphics. So we could really use a graphics artist, somebody who's good at making wonderful photos and whatever, Photoshop or Illustrator or whatever you use, or I use Virtual Paint, make stick figures. Now, the previous book is very expensive. They're up to the 9th edition, and they want, you know, a gazillion dollars for it, or $300 or $400 for it. If you want one of these textbooks, you can get the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th edition for a lot cheaper on the internet. See the bottom of the class website. It's okay. In fact, the first chapter is awesome. The very first chapter is great. The rest of it is pretty dry, and I've been, you know, threatening myself to write my own textbook for years and finally getting around to doing it. Now, you also need, I believe, a 3-ring binder, because it's very difficult to keep your notes organized unless you have some kind of 3-ring binder or something along those lines, because there's copious, that's a fancy word for a whole lot of documents that you're going to need to print and work on. And I don't know if you don't have a printer. I know it's a little difficult to do everything just on the screen, but some people do. But we hope you do print out some of the documents because they really do work better if you can scribble on them and the like. You need a calculator. You only need a 99-cent calculator. You don't need a fancy calculator, folks. But if you have a spreadsheet, and you do, if you have a Google account, you have a spreadsheet called Google, what's it called? Google Numbers or something, Google Pages. But it's just Google Docs. Everybody calls it just Google Docs. And we're going to give you spreadsheets in Google Docs and Excel, right. We're going to use that old program that nobody likes anymore. You need dedication, organization, but you don't need it. You don't need it. Calculator works just fine. 99-cent calculator works great. All you need is addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. You don't even need squirt. You know, squirt, on, I don't understand what that button does, but it's S-Q-R-T. Squirt. Anyway, you don't need that. All you need is add, subtract, multiply, and divide. You need dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and a reliable connection to the internet, dear students. A lot of people will try to use their phones for the class. It's not easy to do that, folks. Some people pull it off, but it really helps to have a laptop at your handy. I don't know if the school's still lending them out, but check it out. It really helps. And you can use, if you don't have an internet connection at home, you can set up your phone to be a hotspot, it's called, so that you can use the internet on your phone and hook it up to your laptop, because it really makes life a lot easier to have a laptop or a desktop. Attendance and lateness. Now, if you're taking this class online, which you are, you need self-discipline, folks. Nobody's going to be looking over your shoulder. You've got to set aside the time. We try to get people to spend about an hour a day, half an hour, just every day. Try to find the same time so that it's a ritual. Studying the presentations, listening to the audio lectures, viewing the audio visual lectures, submitting the assignments, participating in the discussion forums, taking the exams are all expected to be done on time. If you get behind, please, please, please contact me as soon as possible. Why? Because it is so easy to get behind in an online class. Oh, I got plenty of time. No worries. And then 2-3 weeks go by, and you know what? The exam is next week. And so are the assignments due. When I missed the discussion forum, and there's no late, you can't turn in the discussion forums late. So you can't turn in the assignments late. So please, 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 don't get behind. If you do get behind, talk to me. If you are a procrastinator, contact me. There are many student success resources available. Don't be just another online student who disappears. Contact me. Now, grading. Your grade is based upon class participation, which are the discussion forums, the assignments, homework, individual group assignments, short quizzes, exams, and a comprehensive final exam. Don't worry, it's a lot like the other exams. We'll discuss the format, documentation needed. I'm going to do my best to grade this material and get it back to you as soon as possible. Why? Because when you query students about what they really want from their professors, almost always they say, I want to get my work back. I want to know how I did. So we're going to do that the best we can. Now, it says here, and the only reason I do this is because all the professors get really angry when they hear that I let people turn stuff in late. Any work turned in after its due date will be automatically penalized at least 10% unless prior consent of the instructor is obtained. Yeah. Look, in the real world, folks, nothing gets done on time. Sometimes it does, and people amaze themselves. But that doesn't mean you should let it slide. Just because I'll accept it late doesn't mean you should let it slide. Plus, after, you know, a week or two, I start to take points off. So, and it gets worse as it goes. Sometimes people will try to turn in everything at the end of the semester. I say, oh, wait a minute now, you know, you're not going to get full credit for this. I want you to do it, certainly. Oh, yeah, academic dishonesty, plagiarism, cheating. Don't do it. You're really only hurting yourself, folks. It happens a lot in online classes. What can we say? You need, if you're going to copy something, say it. You know, I copied this from this person. Then quote them. Do your own work. It's okay to work in groups. That's great. In fact, we love that because it turns out that students that study together actually do better. But do your own work. Make sure you don't let, you know, Joe Blow do everything and you just stand there and go, oh, what a great job you did. Grades are assigned on a straight curve. Straight curve? It's like jumbo shrimp or military intelligence. It's an oxymoron. But yeah, 90, 80, 70, 60 is what we grade on. And it turns out that, you know, some students do really well and some students don't do so well. And it's usually the students who, you know, procrastinated, got called away because their car had a baby or their sister needed a new transmission or their Uncle Lucas had an ingrown toenail in Cabo San Lucas and they had to visit him. Yeah, so contact me if you're behind. Now, time requirements. As we said, an hour a day, maybe less. You know, hopefully you're going to get interested in this stuff and you're going to spend a whole lot of time researching companies and the like, investigating things. It's habit forming, in my humble opinion, because it's what I do for fun. But we expect for every one unit 3 hours per week. So this is a three-unit class. So that's about 9 hours a week, dear students. And so that's about an hour a day, right? Okay. So please remember that learning requires repetition. You can't study everything on one day. There are some people who can. There are some people, few, about 10% of the population, who can read something once, they have it forever. I ain't one of them. And it's the minority that can do that. So read, listen, study. We got study guides. We have plenty of resources for you. Now, accommodations. If you need accommodations, contact me as soon as possible. For the presentations, we have closed captioning, but it's not perfect. It's what's built into Google, and it's, you know, it's pretty darn good, but it's not ADA compliant, Americans with Disability Act compliant. We have a service called 3C Media Solutions, which is way overworked. So if you do need it, we will work them. But if not, if you don't ask us, we're not going to submit that to 3C Media Solutions because they're just completely, I knew this was going to happen, but I didn't think it was going to happen so soon because COVID really made it even worse. But a few years ago, when we would put our stuff on 3C Media Solutions, we would get it back in a day or two. I mean, they just weren't overwhelmed. And then COVID hit and they were completely overwhelmed. This is somebody's opened up the door and there's 500 people waiting to be served. And usually they serve two or three. So if you need it, contact me because we will contact them and make avail ourselves of their services. But only if we somebody identifies, which typically before COVID people didn't have to identify, but the law has changed because it just we can't do it. There's no way. We don't have enough resources. Now, the Academic Success Center is an awesome place. It's too bad. I don't know. They might be opening up this semester. I'm not sure. But there's an online Academic Success Center. These people want you to succeed. All of us at Southwestern want you to succeed. But these people are pros at it. And the best part is that you get infected with their zeal for learning. And then you can be one of the tutors. You could become one of the people who are infected with a love of learning and help other students. So definitely check out the Academic Success Center. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, we're not on campus yet. A few classes are, but I'm not. So this is an online class. We'll have some virtual office hours. And I think I get paid for three hours for the entire semester. Whoopee. But I'll meet anytime. You know, contact me. We have a Zoom room that we use. And you know, just contact me. You know, I'm not there all the time, right? Some people just go there and then they expect, well, where is he? Like, you know, okay, I'm not just standing here 24 hours a day. So send me an email or contact me somehow through Canvas, and we'll meet. The work phone, don't bother because I'm not there, so I don't pick it up. I can pick it up remotely, but I don't usually think about doing that. You can leave a message on my home phone, but email is better. Right? I get the message from the email to my phone. I also get the home phone message. Somebody called me on the home phone too, but it's better to leave an email. There's my email. I get back to you within a day, Monday through Friday. Usually I'll get back to you on the weekends too. If I don't, it's only because we get dozens of emails every day and I miss, I lose it, I forget, or so I got to go, So send me another one if I don't get back to you within a day. So where's the homepage, right? There it is right there, wonderprofessor.com. I wanted something you could not forget. And you probably already found it already, but because you're here, right, at the syllabus. But wonderprofessor.com, assuming I'm still alive, wonderprofessor.com will be up. You can forget the student learning outcomes. That's just for somebody in Sacramento who needs to justify their paycheck because they're doing their best to stay away from students. Anyway, there's the class website, wonderprofessor.com. If you go to wonderprofessor.com, in the upper left-hand corner will be a quick link to the fall 2021 class. The spring 2021 class is still online and will be at least until the end of the semester. We're building the new website. As we build the new website, you know, more and more material will appear, and it will appear on the website before it appears in Canvas. That's how I do it. I put it all up on the website, my wonderprofessor.com website, and then I link to it from Canvas. So if you want to see what's next, go to wonderprofessor.com. So that's all the good stuff that you're going to forget about and put in the back of your notebook. But look at page number 2. Woo, woo, woo. This is important stuff. Here's our class schedule. And you know what? We tend to follow the class schedule fairly well. You know, sometimes we get a little bit behind depending on what's going on. If you want to go ahead, you know, contact me. I will be happy to point you in the direction of where we're going. Usually the material will be there at least 1, 2, 3 weeks ahead of time. So if you want to go ahead, please do. If you get behind, oh my goodness, contact me. We will get you back in the class because we don't want to lose you. We want this to be the best class you have ever taken. That's right. That's our goal. We set a goal for ourselves. We want this class to be one of those few classes. I remember just a few classes in my education that really helped me. And we want this class to be one of them that you can look back 5, 10, 15 years from now, 20 years from now and say, you know what? That class actually helped me in this crazy, bizarre, sad, joyful, scary journey, adventure that we call life. So now let's take a look. Let's scan through the schedule and notice that about every 4 weeks for the first 8 weeks, there's an exam. Once the third week comes along, you're going to have something due pretty much every week. And most of the assignments are not that big. Some are. Some are a little more time consuming, but hopefully you're going to enjoy the time together with your exam, with your assignment. Then notice what happens. After exam number 2, then we only have a 2-week. There's a reason for that. Part of it is to get out of sync with the other professors in case you have other exams every 4 weeks. But also because we're going to redo, basically, exam number 2. We do exam number 2 twice. That's exam number 2 and exam number 3. And then we have an exam number 4. And then, boom, boom, 2 weeks go by, and we have the final exam. So there are 5 exams, and you're going to want to prepare for them. They're not that hard. At least I don't try to make them that hard. You'll see. I'll give you some examples of the kind of questions we're going to see. I will tell you what's going to be on the exam. I don't try to trick you. I don't like tricky exams. I don't like taking exams. I don't like giving them either. But we have to have some kind of summative, they call it summative, formative and summative. So I don't remember what it's called. Summative evaluation to see if you are learning this stuff. So any questions, any thoughts, you know who to contact. Here's the syllabus. Read it, print it out, Put it in the back of your notebook, but don't forget about it. We are so happy, proud, honored, privileged that you're here with us. We're going to do our best to bring you on a journey that could change your life. I hope so. I hope some of you become professionals in the industry because we need you. There's a whole lot of us old white guys in the world of investment who are retiring or dying. And we need young women. We need young men. We need minorities. We need bilingual. We need ex-military. Industry loves ex-military. So stick with us. Thank you so much for being in our class. Onward and upward, and dear students. Onward and upward.